Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
The Burt Show.
For the 500,000 of us all around the state and around the country that played in the SEC championship game over the weekend and were just as exhausted as anybody else, we earned this win. UGA wins the SEC.
ETN in the I formation. They hand it to him. Touchdown! Georgia SEC champions as every dog digs really deep.
I did. I was sore the next day.
Were you?
Played hard, left it all on the field.
I did. They won in overtime, so congratulations to UGA. I'll tell you guys a funny story. I was up in Chicago this weekend. My girlfriend had to work, and I came along because I'm like, you know what? Chicago in December? That sounds fun.
But you said it was decorated beautifully, and it was nice.
I think what they do in Chicago to try to distract their citizens from the cold and misery is decorate in the most beautiful way. Chicago in the winter, I got 3 really great days. And here's a secret that a couple of Chicago's people from Chicago told me over the weekend also. And they're like, do not tell anybody this. It really doesn't snow that much in Chicago anymore.
Really?
Yeah, for whatever reason. I mean, global warming clearly is not a thing. So it doesn't really snow there, but it's the winds and the cold together that make it so miserable. And I just happened to get 3 days. 2 of them were really, really great. But during the SEC championship, I am sitting in a bar, such SEC narcissism, because I'm just assuming as we are here in Atlanta and you're in the Southeast, Florida, Kentucky, or whatever, right, that the whole country is into the SEC championship the same way we are, right?
Nope, you go to the Midwest, they don't give a
crap. They don't care. I'm in this bar, right, and there are literally 5 chairs next to me and nobody is sitting on them, and some people behind me are talking about the Marquette, Wisconsin basketball game. I'm like, what are you saying? So they finally put the game on at this restaurant that I was at, and there was nobody. So I'm the only one with each and every play screaming and then getting all bummed, and people are looking at me like, because I don't have Georgia gear on. They're like, what? So on Instagram, I post that I am clearly in the wrong place and in the wrong city to be watching UGA and celebrating. Somebody hits me up and says, there is a UGA alumni group about a quarter of the mile away from you right now. If you walk over there, you will feel Dog Nation. So I immediately settle the bill and I start walking over there, and it's a place called Highline Pizza. And I walk in, and as soon as I opened up the door, there are hundreds of Dogs fans. Everybody in red, man. They got a DJ playing. Everybody's having the time of their lives. So
there's all kinds of like Georgia flags hanging
all
up everywhere.
Over the place, man.
You found your people.
I found my people. So I think now Georgia has to wait 3 weeks to play in the playoff. Not exactly sure how the whole thing happens. But and I think we have to wait for Notre Dame to play Indiana, I think, and then they play in the next round of the playoffs. So congratulations.
No, congratulations to you, Bert.
Yeah, man.
For all that hard work.
I almost didn't come in today, man. I had to ice bath. All right, Abby, there's an ongoing dating mystery in Atlanta you need to get to the bottom of.
I think I've solved it because as I start approaching 30. Oh, are you like a dating Nancy Drew? I think so. I've got my little magnifying glass, I've got my little satchel, my glasses, and I'm out looking for the best places to find the people in Atlanta. And there's this ongoing mystery that I have been a part of, that other people that I'm friends with have been a part of, and I think I've finally gotten to the bottom of it. Dang it.
Okay.
So a couple of weeks ago, it was, you know, the Thanksgiving holiday, and there is a day before Thanksgiving that I learned about in my adult life. I have always spent Thanksgiving with my family up in the North Georgia Mountains, so I'm never like in a city, I'm never in my hometown to experience the night before Thanksgiving. And so the past couple of years, because I've been in a city and I've gotten to experience Blackout Wednesday, I've wanted to take full advantage of it. And if you don't know what Blackout Wednesday it is, it is the night before Thanksgiving where everyone goes to their hometown bar to find their old high school flames or maybe people that go to rival schools. And maybe you have a very romantic evening. So on Blackout Wednesday, I was like, where do I want to go? Because Atlanta is not my hometown. But I don't really know where the hometown bars are. Last year, I went to Five Paces Inn in Buckhead because I was like, that to me seems like a dive bar that people would go to.
It's fun.
It's a really fun place. Uh-huh. And then people started getting robbed there. And I was like, I need to stop going to Five Paces Inn. So
well, then you need to stop going to Buckhead.
Yeah, I need to stop going to Buckhead. So when I was there, I saw people that I like went to college with. I was like, this is clearly not a hometown bar. This is clearly just a place where people go out. Great bar, fun time. Not the vibes I was looking for. I wanted some skeezy hometown vibes. So I thought, where do people actually live in Atlanta? Where are the suburbs? I'm like, oh my God, obviously Alpharetta. So I made plans to go out in Alpharetta that evening for some hometown debauchery. And I think I have solved a mystery that women have been trying to solve in Atlanta for years, so I've heard. And that question is, where do men in their late 20s and early 30s go out? Mm-hmm. Because in Buckhead, it is all men who are in their early 20s, still kind of frat boy-ish. When you go out to the Beltline, it's typically like a lot of cliques and it's very hard to like infiltrate. So the women have been wondering, where do the single men that are like 30, 31, 32 go to hang out?
I feel like Buckhead, you're either going to get those youngins or you're going to get the 50, 60-year-old men looking for 20-year-olds.
Who think they're still young.
Yeah. And I feel like everybody that was hanging out in Buckhead is now over at the Battery. Have we talked about this, right?
Yeah. I'm a big fan of the Battery, but it can be hit or miss. Like, we tried last year on Blackout Wednesday to go to, like, PBR, and it wasn't quite as, like, wasn't, like, after a Braves game. So I thought this year, I'm like, I feel like there's got to be a bunch of people coming home to see their parents who live in the burbs in Alpharetta.
Smart.
And we went to Mercantile Social. For the ladies out there looking for a man who's wearing like a Patagonia quarter zip, who maybe works in finance in Chicago and is coming in town to visit his parents, Alpharetta is the place to go. I walked in and for the first time, it was like I had a food allergy and I, you know, typically go to places that maybe aren't gluten-free. And so I, you know, I'm looking at the selection and I can't quite sample the selection because it's not for me. The 23-year-olds are not for me. Walking into some of these bars in downtown Alpharetta was like being lactose intolerant and walking into an ice cream parlor that was all made with coconut milk. I'm like, oh my God, these men are for me. So I highly recommend to all the ladies out there, if you are looking for a man who is not in his 20s smoking a vape on a Friday night, downtown Alpharetta is the place to go.
Yeah, and as a guy that's been in town now for almost 24 years, I can't believe that. And has sort of watched that area grow. Back in the day, Alpharetta was just for families. You never went up there, man. That's boring. Things shut down at 9 or 10 o'clock at night. And as a guy that goes up there quite a bit now, downtown Alpharetta goes off.
I have to be honest, I was so shocked at how lit it was. Because in my mind, I'm like, okay, there's going to be a couple of bars. It's kind of like suburban vibes. We go to downtown Alpharetta. It's like a Hallmark movie. It's lit up. Everything is cozy and cute. You get the brick buildings and the restaurants. And to your point about thinking that it was going to be kind of lame, it was a Friday night that we went, or it wasn't a Friday night. It was Wednesday. I wasn't like super like ready to spend a night out till 3 a.m. So we left around like 11. As I'm leaving Mercantile Social, there is a massive line outside. People are getting out of their Ubers, ready to go out. I'm like, I'm going home. So if you really need a fun place to go out, Mercantile Social, Jekyll, I think we went to as well. Just a lot of really great places that actually feel like they're for an older, mature crowd that still wants to have a good time.
Real quick reminder, we are still giving out $1,000 to you guys. Whole bunch of different times. Tomorrow, then again on Thursday, all you got to do is sign up for this cash and then listen for your name at the time you tell us you're listening. It doesn't get any easier than this. Sign up today, win your money tomorrow starting at 7 a.m. Go to Q997Atlanta.com.
The Burt Show.
So, Ossie, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the innie and any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. Think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme in theaters this Friday. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.